As the next speaker, I would like to call Omran Najjar for the topic Fear Swipe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to State of the Map. I'm representing here two teams from Humanitarian OpenStreetMap team and from HiGate, our partner. Our project is called Fair Swipe. It's a combination between Fair, which is Humanitarian OpenStreetMap team AI-assisted mapping tool, and MapSwipe. We did a workshop back together in February, and we came up with the name after the workshop, and it's like a shorting between the map swipe and the fair. I need to give you a little bit of background, just if you don't know about fair. Map swipe, probably most of you know. Do you know, who doesn't know map swipe? Okay, we have good people, okay. And who doesn't know fair? The other part, okay. Fair, no problem. It's fair, but it is not fair. The fair is the AI assisted mapping tool where we're trying to make you as a community members who are the ones who create the AI model itself. So you using mouse and couple of clicks, you'd be able to create your geo AI model without the need of data scientists, which is part of some of us, without the need of geospatial skills, without the need of engineering skills, without the need of Python skills or development skills. So you can do a smaller training data set, and then you can use a model that we developed already, or anyone from the community developed, and then use it to fine tune a little bit, and then use it to map somewhere. Now, normally in this stage, I like showing rather than talking. So I'm gonna change what I had in my plans, because I prefer now to do a demo, like a quick demo, rather than having it through the slides. So let's go directly there. And this is the tool itself, where we have currently around 400 registered users and around 83 deployed geo AI models that are distributed almost worldwide, mostly in the global south, where like the communities and the available imagery is. We're dependent on open imagery because of the license from available imagery for OSM. I'm gonna take you through this example. This is a Freetown, Sierra Leone, where we have a big imagery that is collected by the drone community there in coordination with OpenStreetMap team. And we created a model. This is what we call a model card, so you can download the model itself, which is just a file. Any AI model is just a file. You can use that file and take it anywhere you wish. You can download that file. You can see the details that we use for this file. This is a little bit technical. So here we're targeting data scientists, master students who would like to use the model, people who are interested in training data sets for their academia and research. We have the technical details, which is not important for generally for the community of mappers, but for the scientists, much more important. Like training this model took around 40 minutes on our machines, which is a low cost. We're paying around $1,200 every month, but it's open for the whole community. So we're trying to keep the cost low, so it's more sustainable. We have funding currently. We don't know in a couple of years, so maybe someone from the community can adopt, and then it's not going to be expensive to keep the tool up and running for everyone. I'm going to use the model directly, actually, in a live environment. No, those things normally don't work in a live environment. Let's see how it goes. This is the imagery. It's loading a little bit slow. This is an internet. But in order to use the model, you can select which model you want to use. You can use any base model we have, or your own model, which has been fine-tuned for this location. I'm going to use the YOLO, which is a model developed in collaboration with our partner, Omdina AI. And we need to zoom somewhere. You tell me why we cannot do it from here, because we don't want to produce massive amount of data and then get confused with it, how we're going to take it back to OSM. And this is one of the challenges with why we had this collaboration with MapSwipe. We'll come to this a little bit soon, but I'm going to zoom in to a specific location like here. The imagery didn't load yet. However, I still can try to do the prediction live now. And I'm getting this bad result. Not that good, but a little bit. Let me try to change some of the configuration. I'm going to use the best configuration, but because this is what I know, if you're going to use it, you need to try different configurations until you find the best one for your case. I think it was 2 here to do it. And let me use 50 here. The image is loading much better. You could notice the same feature, like this one, which is a little bit zigzagged around, and those ones which is not detected. I don't know what's going to happen now. We're going to see it together. So prediction is taking around 10 to 15 seconds, depends on the model, its size. This is much better, right? This is a good one. This is why where we need the human in the loop. We need the mappers themselves. Now, if this is a good feature, take it. If this is not even a building, I think, is it? Nah, it's not even a building. I'm going to reject that totally. And this feedback, this feedback is going to go back to the one who created the model. So we have the human feedback going back to the model to train it. But it's not automatically, so we need someone who created the model to come back and see, oh, it's not working here, probably because my training data set doesn't have this type of color for the building. So if it's like a green rooftop, the model doesn't know the green rooftop. This is an indicator for the model creator to go and add some of the green rooftop models, data set, and then teach that model that we need those rooftops. Now, we made it a little bit open for different imagery, but we're also dependent on the license. So if you want to select a custom imagery, this is bring me a standard TMS, a standard XML server or a JSON, a tile JSON. Any available online imagery that you could bring it here, but it's watch out for the license. It's like your responsibility here. And the open aerial map mosaic is also available. I'm going to keep the imagery here we have. Now, so far, all of this is with outside of OSM. We don't know what we have in OSM, but let me take a look now and see what we have in OSM. So the one we accepted here is not already in OSM, but we need to take it there. So the only option we could develop by FAIR itself is to select and open this accepted feature in JOSM and then do a manual conflation. So we want to see what's already in OSM and compare what we have predicted and then see which one is better. Or if it's not already in OSM, use your own AI feature directly. Now, this feature needs JOSM skills. And we were targeting a little bit those who are newbies and they don't know exactly the JOSM and the advanced mapping techniques. So this is where we had in mind, what if someone in MapSwipe can swipe left or swipe right or do the clicks directly and then be able to take those into OSM? And this is the idea behind the integration with MapSwipe. So we need a little bit of background about MapSwipe as well. I'm going to show web MapSwipe, which is faster than showing on a phone. Where we have, I need a validate project, which is easier. This is a MapSwipe project where you can go and contribute directly. And you will see a feature and then an imagery. And the question is here, is this aligned with the building or not? And the options you have, yes, no, with an offset, and I don't know. The data here doesn't go anywhere. It stays on MapSwipe servers. And then we, as the one who created the project, we will have an indicator if OSM data is accurate in this area or not, if we want to do more mapping in this area or not. So from those two ideas, we came with, back to the slides now. We came with this idea of mapping together. So we want to validate the AI features, which we got now as greens, in MapSwipe before we take them into OSM. So we sat together and we said, this is going to be our aim, our target. We want to have the conflation in MapSwipe for the AI features. There are always some communication between FAIR and OSM, FAIR and MapSwipe, and between the both of them. The connection we are trying to strengthen now is the connection between FAIR and OSM, because here we have a manual communication between FAIR and the the JOSOM, and you want to string is that connection by doing the swaps only. So we're going to propose a new map swipe project called Conflate, where we will have the AI feature and the OSM feature aligned to each other in the specific location. And then it's the mapper who will decide which one is better. So we have a couple scenarios for that one. Scenario number one is, which one is the AI, which one is the OSM one? Do you know that? Nah, good. But we avoided saying which one is the AI and which one is the OSM to avoid even influencing the end users that AI is good or AI is bad. So keep it natural. You have red and green, red and blue. You make the decision which one is accurate. If the AI feature is more accurate, we're gonna modify the OSM feature with the new geometry and keep and maintain the history, because someone before us mapped this feature and we wanna keep that history there in OSM. We don't wanna delete the feature itself. If the OSM feature is already more accurate than the AI one, perfect, skip, go. I mean, it's not gonna be skip here, probably it's gonna be red or blue, and then you can skip, and then you can go. Now, the challenge is when we have one AI feature intersecting with multiple OSM features. This is where, until now, we don't have a solution. If the community has a solution, that's a big win for all of us. We don't know if we want to delete the OSM features. We have multiple ones. Those are other people work. We want to keep them there. We don't know what imagery they have used. We're using probably a newer imagery because probably we're dependent on open aerial imagery, so it's more recent, and we're coordinating with the drone communities to collect normally those imagery. So we think that the newer imagery is the one which we collected. And so we thought, like, let's keep it as it is and keep that problem there, but we're gonna have a list of those problems. And we're thinking so far with creating a new tasking manager project only for those small features, and then have someone with more experience in mapping, a validator in OSM, in order to go and check and make that decision for those remaining features. We believe that this is gonna be much faster to map anywhere in a specific location, specifically for tasking manager projects. We have the scope of buildings only, and this is only fair, and this is also like a fair scope so far. We're detecting only building. If you know any better models, good models that could detect different things, we're doing some research also for rooftop detection, solar panels. Yesterday someone from the community told me about a model about road detection, because also the Facebook road data, which is available in Rabbit, is not good in their area, but it's good in the Europe and the States. So we did the plan for implementation because we did the workshop around February. So we had a 9-month plan. The production deliverables should be by the end of this year. We're so far on the plan. We're at almost completing the milestone two. We're looking at updating now OSM data directly from MapSwipe. It is still in under development. We should finalize this by the end of the year. And then we're gonna do more testing on the ground. So we're gonna create more projects, go with the communities, maps, and then see how the result. We anticipate that it's gonna be faster, but I needed like a scientific proof for that. And hopefully this is gonna be coming next year. See you next year instead of the map, and we'll tell you the results coming next year. Uploading to OSM has a little bit of challenges there, where there might be a change to an OSM feature between the map swipe and then uploading to OSM. So this is like a bit of risk between the feature and the swiping and decision and then updating into OSM. I mean, that might be 2 to 3 hours, but you never know. Someone might be updating that feature before going there. We still have a couple of open questions, which is to be discussed with the community. Who should we involve, be more involved with us beyond the HiGet team and the Hot OSM? If you know anyone who's interested and would like to collaborate with us, in which manner, please let us know. And we have another challenge, which is we don't currently in MapSwipe, whenever you swipe, it's not only your decision. We need 2 or 3 people to say the same answer in order to make sure that this is an accurate or this is an offset for this feature. We're doing the same also in our conflate project. We need more than one person, one mapper to say, this is, the AI is better here, or the OSM is better here, and we need multiple people to say that same in order to take it into OSM. And then the discussion went, how many people we wanna do this? If two out of three did it, do we accept this and take it to OSM, or do we wait? Do we need the three people, all of them to say, yes, the AI feature is better in order to take it to OSM? That's like a configuration we have. Probably we're gonna start with a higher approach, like, because most mappers will be also like beginners and we don't know exactly how that's gonna go. So probably we're gonna start, and that's like the latest proposal. We're gonna start with the three people or saying this is an accurate feature before taking into OSM, or we're gonna take two out of three. The three ones also have the three ones proposal has another challenge. Who's gonna update in OSM? I mean, you swapped, I swapped, she swapped, but only one user in OSM can be referenced. One token can be there. How we're gonna do this? We have another idea that we can reference the other using their usernames in the comments or in the hashtags, but then you could change your username later on. And now we got into a very detailed, small decisions. If you have any idea about this, please tell us, but this is the route so far we're heading toward. The team which gathered in February are mixed between both. That's good. I didn't notice that we didn't separate them. I mean, they are mixed between each other. And if you have any question, this is our FAIR team, me and Shitij. This is our GitHub. Find us and follow us. If you have questions, let me know. Everything here is open source, and including my photos, the presentation, the slides, and questions. This is my first time to finish a presentation exactly on time.
Okay, thank you so much. If you have any question, do you use the data from the swiping to like make the model
better?
Like, if it says that, okay, these features is the building, et cetera, et cetera, do you integrate that data to make the model better?
Do you wanna work with us?
Yeah.
we have a proposal for that, but we did a technical detailed proposal over 2 years. Uh-huh. We didn't get funding for that, unfortunately, yet.
Oh, okay.
But the proposal is ready, so if you know someone, that proposal is ready. We're looking at having a specific area where people, not only specific area, but also the imagery itself, where people can not exactly swiping, but even also clicking in order to define some features and use this data to create, to fine tune, let's say exactly, an AI model. But it's not also focused on building only. We were focusing, like taking that into a wider scope, including solar panels, including rooftop detection, including damage assessment, mm-hmm. as well, including street level imagery was also on the roadmap. To say like, this is paved, this is unpaved. If it's paved, is it like a cement or is it a different features? But we have that proposal ready there, but we didn't get funding for it yet, unfortunately.
Can I ask a second question? You mentioned that there's two choices, but the third choice is only none. Can there be another choice that the user can already edit the polygon? And then once he edits it, the new polygon can now be in the pool of features to be validated again, so that it wouldn't need a experience mapper anymore. It will all be from volunteer efforts.
When you asked the question, did you have in your head the phone or the web map swipe?
The web map swipe.
It's easier in the web, and that could be doable, but this is now we're creating an editor. Mm-hmm. So I would prefer to do a click and go into ID editor and do that edit manually there. But mainly MapSwipe is a mobile app. Oh. Have anyone ever edited a polygon on their phone? Did you when Fesbushi? It's very hard. I did it on Fesbushi as well. Yeah, I mean, see, one out of around 70, you two out of 70 that did it. It's so hard to do it. And whenever you do the click, it's oh, go back again. It's so hard to do it. If you find like we need a very creative solution to do those and on the phone app, but probably clicking should be easier. I mean, I had that idea, but it's not implemented anywhere now. Yeah, I don't know if we, let's talk more about this. We can maybe do it.
I wish we can adopt this to our land use maps here in the Philippines. Unfortunately, the buildings here tend to be more dense and very
land use and vegetation.
Yeah,
trees. All of those are. Can I? We have some time. Yeah. The next roadmap, which should be released by the end of the year for 2026, we are opening FAIR to be able to plug in your AI model from the community. Currently, the models you saw already, those are added by us. And you can fine tune yours, but it's gonna be one of those three. I mean, it's gonna no option beyond that. But we want to open it for anyone from the community to go and upload, plug in their Geo AI model directly. So if you know someone who knows a good model for land use detection, they would be able to come and plug it by the end of the year and then probably create a MapSwipe project after that to make sure it is. But I don't know how that's going to work, to be honest. I mean, we have the roadmap and then we get the funding also for the next year to do it. End of 2026, anyone should be able to bring their Geo AI model into FAIR and the community can use it. I'm not guaranteeing the quality though, but this is how it's in the community. You also have multiple options. If someone uploaded their Geo AI model for land use, I'm pretty sure there are others who will try to beat that quality and also upload more models and then grab you to use those models. Then we can do some more evaluation beyond that. Which model is much better in which area, have some community collaboration around those. Questions? Microphone?
I actually have two questions and points. For the scenario 4, can't we just do like a polygonal union so that we can take care of the three separate shapes?
You want to have a polygon over?
Like we can just use a union of the shape so that...
Union?
Yes. Yeah. What's the problem with using a union since
works,
the shapes are nearby?
Yeah, it works on that example, but yes. The ones we saw, like yeah. One point connecting two different polygons, none of them have a building under that. And then like, what should I do here? That's why we exclude it. The amount of scenarios there are unlimited almost.
Okay.
I added this one because this is a real scenario.
Yes.
I mean, we take the screenshot because of the, I think the red was the AI and it is more accurate, but I didn't know what was in OSM even before. So far, it is the manual and the more expert OSM users who should be able to solve that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. Proposing the reunion, taking that into OSM is a little bit risky. I mean, I'm pretty sure someone will come back and give you a comment that this is not here at all. The whole building is not here at all. And mm-hmm. I believe we're creating more chaos in OSM mm-hmm. rather than we're proposing a solution. Mm-hmm.
For the open question, I think for the second one.
Say it again.
For the second open question, I think the problem here is ensuring the reliability of the contributions. Can't we use a statistical method like inter-rater reliability to just really automate the process? Like, parang we can just set a threshold for the reliability, and from that, instead of setting like a fixed number, we can like have a data-driven way of ensuring the reliability of the suggestions using statistical methods like Kappens I forgot the name, but it's like Cohen's Kappa or other statistical methods so that it's more automated and not really like by intuition or just saying that this is already enough or just setting a fixed number.
I got the idea of the reliability, but I don't know how we're gonna do the calculation. Can we talk more about this? sure. I mean, okay. Give me more details. If it's written, probably we can discuss it with the other in MapSwipe. But we didn't thought about this. Looks interesting. Thank you.
Hello.
We can pack.
Hello. So also about how to get a high rating. I think how Waze does it is when somebody already tags something, for example, reports a flood in this area, they show it to other people. And then people just upvote it. So they have less mental overhead of thinking, is this really? So when somebody has tagged whether red or blue is better, you should like just show it immediately to other people. So they then upvote. The credit goes to the first person who tagged it. Mm. And then people just like, there's less mental overhead.
Right? Yeah.
And then what Waze does, it also attaches a reliability rating to the initial tagger. So when the tagger is well known for making decisions that are in general correct, then that vote gets a higher weight, for example.
Is this the same reliability you meant about?
I don't think so. I think
that's different, because this is the fair initial understanding I got. I don't know how I feel about giving reliability score for OSM user based on their contributions. Like the thing that triggered in my head initially, giving classes for better mappers. We have bigger mappers and super mappers now with Tasking Manager, but basically those are based on the number of contribution only. If that is only the number of contribution, I think that might be doable. No, see, like you think about different things also, like having different factors about the mapper to give them the reliability. And I just like, I got confused. I don't know. I don't want to say this is good based on their contribution. This is not good based on the contribution.
For example, when they contribute something and everybody else that follows agrees with them, and they get a high reliability score. But when they contribute something and it often has succeeding votes that disagree with them, then that would drop their reliability. And talk more about
it. It is hard. It needs more analysis actually to do this, but great idea.
I'm a data scientist. Yeah.
Reflecting, that's why. Fair.
Yeah.
Back to the mental pressure that you mentioned. This is what the AI is doing. So the AI is doing that initial prediction, and then the users are the ones who's even giving the credit for the AI or the credit to OSM without even knowing that this is the AI. So we have those three. But the three mappers so far who swipe left or swipe right on the feature itself, they are all exactly doing the same burden, the same efforts. So which one should have the credit in OSM? Because this is one more edit. After 20 edits, after 200 edits, they will become intermediate mappers, and then they become maybe expert mappers just based on this swipe. So someone is losing here a little bit.
So my initial suggestion was that the first one gets the credit and the others get upvotes.
But
if the UI looks different for an upvote versus for...
That's also what we thought about, and then referencing the other two in the comments. Just to keep them in the loop of the credit, but also they did all the same efforts. It's just because they opened before. I mean, he had work in the morning and then he mapped out the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, and with regards to fair, I think it would help if the manual edits don't just go back to the trainer or whoever owns the model. It would help if you already have a server up the whole time. Just do active learning on it, so it's fine-tuned or like hyper fine-tuned to that particular area.
Indeed, that's the idea. If we have hyper localized models for specific regions, and when we're telling people whenever you want to go to a different region, it's a different nature of the imagery, so create your own new different models. But also some community members told us, can I but try the other model there? I just want to bring it with me. It might work. That's why we opened it now. And then you can select the imagery and the model and then just do this testing. I did some tests on Esri. I can show you. But it's like we're using those because it's also a TMS. So we are not using even ESRI for training the model or downloading the data, but we're just using it for tracing, which is how it's licensed for OSM. But we're using that model in order to do those tracing. There were a question here. Can we take it or no? Do you have still have the question? No. I mean, hala, he got distracted. Good.
Okay, thank you so much, Omran Najar. It was really interesting.